Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
One hour to go. Welcome back to the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. You can hop on board, 866-356-ESPN. Anything you want to talk about, we're chameleon-like. We adapt to your perspective, your phone call. We've been breaking down Virginia Tech basketball. That's been the hot topic of the show. But we've been assessing the top point guards in the conference, and we've took a sneak peek at that Boston College opening. And if it affects Virginia, Mike London, it affects Virginia Tech, Bud Foster at all, we'll throw all that to this man. He is well-known, and these three states and for the world at thesportsaddictnetwork.com. Fondly noting this family is CC Chris Coleman, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Jerry. How you guys doing today?
We are doing very well. I'll tell you what, we were watching that Virginia game closer than I thought it was going to be. I started the show by saying if you were Dave Lato and you were told Jeff Allen was not going to hit a bucket from the floor, you're going to outscore Virginia Tech 42-38 in the second half. The Hokies are going to have just two guys in double figures while Virginia would have three. I think Dave Lato would have taken that. The problem is A.D. Basayu and Malcolm Delaney, Mr. Coleman, they go bananas for 29 and 24 respectively.
Yeah, those two guys really stepped up, and it just seems like whatever Virginia tried to do, wasn't enough to stop Basayo and Delaney. Those guys, they were able to penetrate at will, pretty much. They were able to spot up at outside jumpers, and Basayo hit that just clutch baseline jumper, the turnaround fadeaway late in the game that made it a two-possession game. And that was just a senior making a big play. So I think the Hokies had a little more experience in this game, and that was really what was able to win it for them down the stretch.
And Mavi Didiani was playing fantastic defense on A.D. Basayu. It's just A.D. Basayu made a better play than Diani could offer. If you want to hop on board and ask a question, Mr. Coleman, it's 866-356-ESPN, 866-356-3776, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Let's get straight to Jeff Allen. I mean, what happened in that first half, Chris?
Jeff Allen is just not playing well right now for Virginia Tech. Over his last three games, I think he's only made three or four field goals, and including an 0-7 outing against Virginia. He just doesn't look confident right now. He's catching the ball on the post, and he's hesitant about going up. It's like he doesn't know whether to make a move, go up right away, or hesitate. I mean, he just looks pretty lost right now. I'd heard he spent his off season just messing around, working on his outside jumper instead of working on his post game. And that's obviously showing up now since we're getting into ACC play.
How does Greenberg handle this, Chris?
That's a good question. Allen's a guy who, he seems kind of like you've really got to work him to make him improve. He came in out of shape last year, and that's what they really concentrated on, is getting him in shape in the off season. Now he looks like he's in shape, but he just doesn't look like he's improved as a player. So, if you keep him in shape over this coming off season, then maybe you get him to work on some post moves and he finally starts to improve a little more next year in his junior year. But he kind of seems like a tough guy to handle so far.
Questions for Chris Coleman, 866-356-ESPN. I look at it like this, Mr. Coleman. Delaney, Basayu, and Jeff Allen have enough pressure on them to score the basketball. The supporting cast not carrying their load, although they were a little bit better against Virginia. If Allen struggles and Basayu and Delaney have to go off 29 and 24 respectively, that's going to put a lot of pressure on those two guys. I don't see how this team can climb up the ACC pecking order without Jeff Allen going off for that double-double.
Yeah, you're right. They won't be able to. They beat Virginia, and Virginia got back in the game at the end, but they beat a team that's going to finish near the bottom of the standings in the ACC this year, so it's nothing to write home about. It is an ACC win, but you've still got a lot of improvements to be made. I thought the role players did a better job in this game. I thought finally Terrell Bell provided some good minutes. He had three assists, three rebounds, 5 points. Played pretty solid defense, I thought. And Lewis Witcher got good minutes. Victor Davila got good minutes. But you've just got to get more from Jeff Allen, because he's one of the more talented players on the team.
Who would you like to step up from a role player standpoint more often, from a scoring, from a defensive standpoint? Other role guys, who is expected more from?
I think more was expected from Jarenzo Hudson this year. He was a guy who some people ranked as a top 50 player coming out of high school, and, you know, he had performances against good AAU competition where he was scoring 45, 50 points in a game, and he's a guy who was always able to just take over games, put teams on his back. He was always somewhat streaky, but he's gotten to Virginia Tech, and frankly, he just can't shoot the basketball right now. You know, I've heard stories of him in practices recently where he's putting up insane numbers, like going 12 of 15 from the floor or something like that in scrimmages that they've been having, but that's just not carrying over in the games right now. I don't think he's very confident, and he needs one of those games where, you know, several shots in a row fall for him, maybe get some confidence, but right now he just does not look like the player that he was hyped up to be coming out of high school.
Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, kind enough to join us here on the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. Three states, five affiliates at our disposal, live for the world at thesportsaddictnetwork.com. Let me throw this to you. Virginia Tech, 10-5, 1-1, four losses by a combined 8 points. How good are the Hokies? Do we know that yet, Chris?
We don't know that yet. I thought they played better against Virginia. You know, Seth Greenberg really challenged them this past week. He made them all sign contracts, actually, committing to the principles that have made Virginia Tech basketball what it's been over the past few years, you know, drawing charges, coming up with loose balls, and forcing turnovers. And we saw a lot more of all three of those things against Virginia. I thought Tech, from that standpoint, played their best game of the season. And, you know, it was a 15-point game with 5 minutes left before Farrakhan got hot. But, you know, before that point, I really thought the Hokies kind of seemed to be putting it together a little bit. So I think kind of the jury is still out on how well this team is. They've got their next two games at home against Richmond and Boston College. If they can win those two and get to 12-5, they'll at least give themselves a chance down the stretch.
Sean Belowski of our Blacksburg affiliate, Mr. Colbin, ESPN 1430, 94.1 FM, made a good point in hour one. Nigel Munson, if he's on this basketball team, he's running the point. Maybe Malcolm Delaney's able to get off the ball more. Then Hank Thorns can be a legitimate backup point guard that plays 10 or 12 minutes and nothing more, because he's a 5'8" guy. What do you make of the point, if Munson's still on this basketball team, how different are the Hokies?
Well, it really changes the dynamics, I think. You don't have to depend on a Terrell Bell or a Jarenzo Hudson in your starting lineup, because, you know, you've got Nigel Munson as your starting point guard. You've got you know, Delaney at the two, Visayo with the three, and that's a terrific 3-point shooting lineup right there. All those guys are capable of knocking down 40% of their 3-point shots, and, you know, that's a big time threat. And then if you're starting Davila and Allen on the inside, I mean, you've got five guys in your starting lineup that's capable of scoring. But, you know, Greenberg has no confidence right now, I don't think, in Terrell Bell or Jarenzo Hudson. He changed his lineup around for the UVA game and started Visayo at the two and started JT Thompson, who's really a combo forward, at the three. And that's not a very good ball handling lineup, and you know, there's not a third good shooter in there, so it just doesn't look like a very dangerous lineup, with the exception of Visayo and Delaney. So I think Munson could make a big difference on this basketball team, and it's unfortunate that he just wasted his college career.
Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. He's live on the Jerry Miller Show, three states, five affiliates at our disposal. We were talking point guards in the conference. If we throw Delaney at the one, I know he's a combo guard, but he plays a lot of points. Same for Tyrese Rice. Same for Jeff Teague. We've been chattering the top point guards in the ACC. There's a lot of good ones, Mr. Coleman. Jeff Teague, Wake, Ty Lawson, USC, Vasquez, Maryland, Delaney, Tyrese Rice. How does your pecking order look top to bottom?
Man, that's a good question. I really like Tyrese Rice. I always have. You know, you watched, didn't he score, I believe it was 37 points in the first half against North Carolina last season? And, I mean, he's a guy that can just go off on you. He has extreme range. He's distributing the ball better this year. He's actually got 98 assists this year through 16 games. So I like Tyrese Rice. I think he might be the best overall player in the conference, even with Hansbro in it. You know, Teague is obviously a big-time scorer and a good defender. I think he still needs a little bit of seasoning, but I like Delaney's street toughness. I think he really showed that against UVA in what I think might have been the best game of his career. So, you know, I think those three guys are up there. Vasquez is a good all-around player, but at the same time, he's a little out of control and immature on the court sometime. And Ty Lawson can make plays, he can make basketball plays, but for my taste, he's not a good enough shooter at this point.
So, Mr. Coleman, I just wrote down what you said, and is this how your pecking order looks? You go Tyrese Rice 1, Teague 2, Delaney 3, Vasquez 4, and Ty Lawson in the 5 hole?
Yeah, maybe something like that. You know, it's kind of tough because, you know, you'd like to see maybe Vasquez playing for North Carolina, or what would Malcolm Delaney look if he was passing the ball to Tyler Hansbro, you know. So it's really tough to compare these guys, but, you know, I think that's fairly accurate.
How, I mean, Delaney, from a pro standpoint, we got 3 minutes left. I want some Bud Foster questions for you. Kevin, let's get that phone caller next segment if we could. Let me throw this to you here. Delaney, pro upside. He's got ice water running through his veins. You had probably the best description I've heard of someone say on this show, street tough. What do you look at Delaney from an upside NBA standpoint?
You know, it's going to be tough on him because he'll be a little small for the shooting guard spot in the NBA, and he doesn't quite have the point guard skills. He's kind of a Xavier Dowdell type. I think by the end of his career, he might actually, you know, be just as good, if not better, than Xavier Dowdell, who was pretty close to getting drafted. But when it comes down to it, Dowdell was the same type of player, not quite the point guard skills and not quite the size to play shooting guard in the NBA. But I think Delaney's going to be a terrific ACC player. He's going to be an all-ACC player by the time he's done here, and he's going to be one of the Tech's all-time leading scorers.
Would you agree with this assessment? Delaney's got 2 inches on Dowdell, maybe a little more apt to slide to the two or play the combo guard in the league because of those 2 inches, and maybe I would argue Delaney a better ball handler than Xavier.
Well, you know, I'm not sure how you could compare height. You know, Delaney's listed at 6'2". So he's probably 6'1.5",
okay.
And Dowdell was listed anywhere from 6'2 to 6'3 in his Tech career, and Dowdell was a little thicker, too, so I think Delaney's got some bulking up to do if he wants that chance.
Good stuff from Chris Coleman. Let me throw Bud Foster to you. Boston College has not officially named a coach. It could affect Virginia Tech. Mike London, Richmond head coach on the short list. That would upset UVA fans. Skip Holtz on the short list, ECU. We have 60 seconds left, Mr. Coleman. If Skip Holtz shines in the interview, I think a logical assumption would be if Skip Holtz does go to Chestnut Hill, Terry Holland of Commonwealth fame would go after Bud Foster. What do you make of all these dominoes falling if Skip Holtz does shine in that interview with BC?
You know, yeah, that would make sense for Terry Holland to go after a guy like Bud Foster. And East Carolina is as good a non-BCS program as you could hope to get. But at the same time, I really think Bud Foster wants that BCS program. I think he thinks he believes he's proved enough to get that BCS job. I mean, if you see some of the other coordinators that get hired, you know, I mean, Mark Richt was Florida State's defensive coordinator and boom, gets hired by Georgia. And, you know, Bud Foster is at least every bit as proven as Mark Richt was as a coordinator at the college level. So, you know, I think he might feel a little bit snubbed if he doesn't get a job at a BCS level school, but at the same time, if he wants to start somewhere, East Carolina wouldn't be a bad choice.
Chris Coleman, you are so solid. Associate editor, TechSideline.com. We read his stuff every day, Mr. Coleman. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, appreciate it, Jerry. Take care.
You too, buddy. CC, Chris Coleman, very, very good, guys. Open phone lines on the side of the break. Local sports update coming from me in the New River Valley and in Central Virginia. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It doesn't get any better than this. It's the best in sports talk radio. 2 segments left. Make it happen in segments 2 and 3, baby.